Welcome back to another episode of Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C. We are very excited to be with you guys on this Monday afternoon. I'm here with C.
What's up, kids? We are back again. I'm so excited.
Yes, we are very excited to be with you guys. In fact, we are excited to be with you guys every single Monday. Monday, we are excited that you guys are listening to our show. Okay, so before we get into this week's episode, I just want to recap on one of our other episodes where Jacob actually went to go live with his uncle, who became his father-in-law. He was supposed to marry Rachel, but then he ended up marrying Rachel's sister, Leah. And he waited 14 years until he could marry Rachel. So him and Rachel had a son whose name was Joseph. He was the firstborn to Jacob and his favorite wife, Rachel. Obviously, it's his favorite wife because he wanted to marry Rachel in the first place, but then his father-in-law tricked him. Anyways, so they had the first son, whose name was Joseph, like I said. And then they had a second child, Benjamin. And after Benjamin was born, his wife died, Rachel died. And Jacob loved Joseph the most, which made his brothers very jealous. And Joseph's brothers worked on the field. All he did was check up on them. He would check whether they're doing it right. His father would send him, see, check if your brothers are doing the stuff right. And remember, he was the favorite child. He was his father's favorite, so much so that the father actually gave him a beautiful coat on his 17th birthday, and this made his brothers really mad. And one night Joseph had a dream, very strange dream, so he decided to share it with his family.
Dad, brothers, I had a dream that we were tying our sheaves, your sheaves of wheat. Bow down to me.
Wait, are you saying that we're gonna bow down to you? So, you want to rule over us, is that so?
No, I don't know.
None of us will ever let you be our king.
Alright, I just forgot it. I will tell you about another dream. I dreamt I climbed a mountain. I looked up and saw the sun, the moon, and the stars. And they were all bowing down to
me. That's crazy. You are crazy. Father, why is it that you are entertaining this talk? You always favor him.
Judah, come back. Joseph, go to Shechem and see how your brothers are doing.
Yes, Father.
It's a long journey. It will be better if you leave tomorrow morning.
Yes, Father, I will leave tomorrow at dawn.
Good. That means you will be back in 12 days.
Following his father's instruction, Joseph left to Shechem and he traveled for many days and finally reached where his brothers were working.
Look, who's coming? The dreamer. Perhaps we should bow down to him. Our father's spy. I'm sick of him. I will say we kill him today and get rid of him. Forever.
We can throw him in that empty well. Over there. Now no one will ever know.
No, but we cannot kill our brother.
We are not going to kill him. We will scare him a little.
Shut up. He's coming. He will hear our plan.
Leave me. Leave me. Why are you doing this to me? Stop.
Pet, you think you can just rule over us forever? Let's get him in that well.
Come on, guys, stop. He's our brother. We cannot do this. Stop.
Stop, please. Stop. Let me go.
Let us know if you have a dream. Hey, look. There's some merchants coming.
Help me, brothers.
I think they have heard Joseph screaming.
Please.
Why don't we sell him to these merchants? This way, we won't be accused of killing the dreamer. And we will get a few pennies too.
That's a good idea. Come, let's throw him a rope.
Brothers, please don't let them take me.
Stop crying and start walking.
I'll break your legs if you try and escape.
The brothers sold Joseph to the merchants. for 20 pieces of silver, and the merchants took Joseph to Egypt to be a slave.
How could you guys? Selling our own brother? It's not heard of.
This is better. Remember, we were going to kill him. At least he's alive this way.
What are you going to say to our father?
I took his coat and drenched it with goat's blood.
That's great. Now we can make up some story on the way.
At least he's alive now. God, please help him.
Joseph's brothers took his coat and drenched it in the goat's blood. And once they were done, they took it to their father so he could think that Joseph is dead.
No! No! What have I done? I shouldn't have sent him.
I think the wild animals attacked him.
Oh, my son, apple of my eye.
Months later, the Midianites reached out to Egypt and they took Joseph to the slave market to sell him. Potiphar, the commander of the royal guards, bought Joseph for 300 pieces of silver.
What's your name? And how did you end up here?
It's Joseph, master.
Joseph told his story to Potiphar, the commander of the royal guards. All right, kids, that is the end of the show for today. But don't miss next week's episode because we're going to be diving into the story deeper. Okay? We're not done with the story. We're still carrying on with the story. So don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place. Depends on you where you want to listen to it. But you'll still be here with us. Thank you for listening to our show today, guys. Goodbye.
Hey, kids. Don't forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Little Mommy and